Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this. Solid Gold.
The debut single by my guest this afternoon, Glenn Godfrey, and he's a local singer-songwriter who lives in Southend. And welcome to Phoenix FM, Glenn. And you were just saying that that song got you a good position.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me in today. I appreciate that.
Believe me.
So yeah, I mean, it was quite surreal actually listening back to that. It's been a while since I listened to that one. That was the first one I ever released.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that
when was
that's,
that?
So this was 2013. This song.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, evolved quite a bit since then in terms of style, but it's it's good to hear that again. But yeah, that got me Brownstock, so that's the one I actually applied with, and that's the one that won me the main stage on at Brownstock
wow.
Festival. So
good stuff. Right, so when did you first start writing?
Around 13 years old.
That's just showing off, for goodness sake.
So I've been doing it a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the ones I wrote when I was 13 probably never see the light of day, but
it's
something that I love songwriting. It's one of those things that I could sit there all day, write song after song after song. And one of my passions not only is to write songs for myself, but to actually write them for other people as well.
How long does it take you?
It all depends.
You say you're bashing them out. I mean, it sounds like they're coming out in droves.
It all depends. I mean, some songs, for instance, that one probably took me about an hour or two. and then you work on it a couple of days after and sort of just get the few bits exactly how you want them. Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more than that. And do you tend to write the music or the words first, and does it change every time?
Every time changes, especially now that I've learned to play guitar and things like that. So since learning guitar, it does vary a lot. So sometimes I'll pick up the guitar, I'll have a melody in my head.
Yeah.
I might hum a melody or sing a melody where the words don't actually mean anything, but it's the melody that I'm after. So I'll just record that in just so I don't forget the melody and work on it from there.
And with so much music out there, how do you avoid inadvertently copying something that somebody else has written? Because you keep hearing of people being blamed for, that chord there.
I think Eminem was actually one that recently, wasn't he?
But I think so, that's right.
I think the best way to do it is just to be true to yourself and write what you feel is you. Don't get me wrong, get inspirations from other people, and I get I get inspiration a lot. I listen to music a lot, and you get sort of, not necessarily ideas, but you get inspired to write your own song. But just remember to write for yourself and not write because you're writing what they write.
You've had a fair amount of praise heaped on you by some of the really big names in the industry. So I'm wondering, have you been able to capitalise on that? Well, doesn't it work like that?
I don't know. In a way, I think it could help. But at the same time, I think you've just got to prove yourself. So get the gigs and things like that. I mean, I was praised by Ed Druitt, his name is. He lives over sort of Stansted area way. And he writes songs for people like One Direction and people like that. Ollie Murs, he was on a couple of Ollie Murs' new tracks on the new album. And he actually got in contact when, funny enough, I'm Young was released.
Yes.
And just saying that he loved it and keep up the good work. So it's quite nice to sort of get that from someone who writes songs professionally.
Do you ever send him any of the stuff that you've written, or any of these people?
Yeah, I always drop him an email. I mean, he is busy. I mean, he is in LA and back constantly. So it all depends whether you get a reply or not. But it is nice to know that he's sort of there listening. I've got him on Instagram and things like that. So
yeah. Now, you've performed alongside some of the big names at various festivals. How difficult is it to get to play at these events? Because presumably you're going to be up against a lot of other hopefuls.
Yeah, definitely. So it's about being persistent without being almost as if you're coming across too needy kind of thing.
Yes.
So, like, for instance, with the Brownstock one, that was actually, that's a competition that they do each year. And over 1,000 people apply. Then you get shortlisted into 100. And I was happy enough to be shortlisted into the 100. And I was actually in a recording session when I then got the email to say, you've won, you're going to be on the main stage.
So you didn't really have to push too hard on that one.
Not really. It's more sort of put it out there. And hope for the best with that one. But then with other ones, it's the case of sending an email and trying to get in contact with them. So if they've got a number, again, send an email, but don't chase it up straight away with a call. It's just sort of about taking your time
and
managing well, I would say. something that is hard to learn, I think, but I think if you've got the right mindset, you can get that.
So tell us a bit about some of the events you played and some of the names that you played with.
So, I mean, played with, played alongside. obviously, some of the artists I would love to have played with. But in terms of played alongside and things like that, at Brownstock, for instance, I played alongside Professor Green, Devlin, Delilah, the Fratellis.
Yes.
Tom O'Dell was there and brought out his grand piano and things like that.
That's just showing off. That really is showing off. Yeah,
I was kind of waiting for mine, but you know, it's
Okay. Well, look. So why don't we give a listen to another of your songs? Now, this was the last of the songs to be in a kind of rap mode. Plus, you tell us a little bit about it, and is there a story behind it, and why you decided to move away from rap?
Okay. So I mean, this song is just basically about you're in a relationship. And they're basically giving you an ultimatum and your head's all over the place. You don't know where to go. So the reason it's called Black and Blue is because it's beating you black and blue on the inside. And in terms of this being the last one that was wrapped, I went through some vocal issues.
Which we'll come on to.
Which we'll come on to, yeah. It's And from them, it's with all the new songs I'm writing, it hasn't felt natural to throw rap in there.
Mm.
So I've just stuck with the guitar and me singing and all the organic instruments and things. So.
Right, so as you say, this song is Black Ab Blues, so let's give it a whirl now.
Yeah.
Black and Blue there. That, of course, is the song that we were just talking about there. Now, Glenn, we were just alluding to the fact that shortly after that song was released, because you've been scheduled to appear at the Havering show in 2015, then you had to pull out at the last moment because of this throat injury. That's appalling. What happened?
Well, I mean, I still see it like it was yesterday. It is probably one of the hardest things I've had to sort of overcome.
Mm.
So I had all these gigs lined up. As I say, I had Havering Live lined up. I had gigs all the way up in Barnsley, things like that.
So it was really just beginning to take off.
It felt like it was going somewhere. I mean, I was turning on Christmas lights, things like that. I know it's only like turning on Christmas lights. I loved that. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
But I had all these things lined up afterwards since getting all them. And I remember I went into a rehearsal studio and after about two or three tracks, my voice just completely went. And at first, I kind of sat back and thought, okay, maybe it's something that I've done today. Maybe I've sort of overexerted myself today and thought nothing of it.
Mm.
So a couple of days later, I had another rehearsal studio and I couldn't even get through one line of the song.
You must have felt terrible.
So, terrible is an understatement.
Yeah, I think
It literally crushed me because music has always been a massive part of me. Even before songs were out online, I've always been singing or writing, as I say.
Yeah.
And to have to go to certain gigs and say, I'm not going to be able to do this, was possibly one of the hardest emails I've ever sent, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of procedures that had to go in place to get me to where I am again now.
Did you have to have an operation?
So not necessarily an operation, but I mean, let's just say there was some unpleasant things that had to be done.
Yeah.
I won't go into detail, especially on the radio.
right.
But in terms of obviously moving forward, I've had it was a long recovery time. It was about 2 years in total, maybe just under.
Just what you want when you're a singer.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah, and just about to make it as well. So what did you do?
So, I mean, during the time, I took the doctor's advice. They said not to perform. They said to rest.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't rest, it could have gone, and that's it. It won't come back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I took the time, took the rest in, done everything that they wanted me to do. I met with a vocal coach, had a few lessons there to sort of try and work my way back into it again.
Mm.
I mean, during this whole period, I'd never learned how to play guitar, and it was one of the things I always wanted to do. And I'm too productive. I can't sit there and not do anything. I needed to put that productive energy somewhere. So I put that into learning guitar. Exactly. So I was writing the songs. I was playing the guitar. I was recording all the little melodies in. I just couldn't sing them.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, once I was with the vocal coach, we sort of worked our way through it, got a couple of songs done, and here we are, kind of thing. So now I'm grabbing it and I'm not looking back.
Well, I take my hat off to you, because it must take an enormous amount of courage to come back from a situation like that. But come back you have, and with a brand new single.
I do indeed.
It's gone live on all the major streaming services. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, as soon as I got it back, I've been sort of practicing the songs for the last couple of months, and then contacted a local studio near myself.
Mm-hmm.
We got in, started creating the song, which is called The Authors.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it with a metaphor in mind, as basically all of our lives are a story and we're the authors of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can choose exactly what way we want that story to go. We can choose what characters we don't want in it anymore. We can choose exactly what we want. And one of the lines in the song is, our lives are the ink we write with. Because I truly believe that our lives, we're the authors of them. So it doesn't matter if someone says you can't do that. You go ahead and you do it if you want to do it.
Very deep, deep stuff here. That's incredible. Now, have you got anything coming up planned, to any more gigs or whatever? Is it something that you're looking forward to try to get back on the road, as it were?
Yeah. So I mean, I'm still in the studio at the moment because I'm actually compiling a EP together at the moment.
Right.
So I'm going to carry on working on recording all the tracks. There'll be another one released by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So in the next month or so, there'll be another one out. And again, that'll be live on Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer. There's so many of them, and they'll be on them all. In terms of gigs and things, I'm going to do some local open mic nights,
right,
just to sort of touch the waters with the new music.
Have you got any planned right now that anybody could come?
No dates confirmed.
Right.
But the best way to obviously keep up to date, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Glenn Godfrey Official. And there's always updates on all of there. So any dates that do get confirmed will go straight up on there.
All right. Well, perhaps you'd like to introduce your new song and remind us once more where you can lay your hands on a copy.
Okay. So this next song, my brand new one, is called The Authors, and it's available now on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the rest.
Great stuff. Here we go.
take, 'cause the places where we don't break. We are the authors of our story. We make it go, and we want it to be. Our line to the ink we write with. Next page is how we started. We are the authors.
Godfrey there, and the authors, really deep stuff here there, I'll tell you.